In its letter, the Justice Department says not only does the mental health system violate the Americans with Disabilities Act, but it's an inefficient use of resources and bad policy. The Justice Department finds the state lacks key services like housing, crisis intervention, and employment support. That leaves people with mental illness trapped in state institutions because there's no money to fund alternatives. Earlier this week, the Attorney General defended the state system, telling federal authorities New Hampshire's trying to make improvements through its 10-year plan. Amy Messer with the Disabilities Rights Center says that's not good enough.
That's just not sufficient for people who are stuck in these institutional settings.
The U.S. Justice Department says it's considering enforcement options, including litigation. New Hampshire Attorney General Michael Delaney declined comment until he reads the letter. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.